Now, though, as the Machnas parade was getting ready to leave and left the college at 5:30 to meander its way past the cathedral, down by the courthouse, down by Francis Street, down by Eglinton Street, finishing up indeed in the Claddagh area, a tragedy was unfolding in that general area. I want to go to Frank O'Connor indeed, who joins me on the line today, and he joins me on line two. Frank, good morning to you.
Good morning, Keith.
Thanks for joining us today on the programme. Now, you were in the Claddagh area, so you were, Frank, on Sunday evening. Was it around six-ish, this tragedy?
Yeah, around 10 near. To 6. I was waiting on the parade down the Claddagh Quay, and there was a lot of commotion. People were shouting from the bridge that there was a person in the water. So, with the swift thinking of Sean Oliver and four of his mates, they actually got into a boat. Kieran Oliver's ribs, which Sean's dad, and they went out into the as the person was going down the river, heading towards Nemo's Pier, and they actually saved him from lifted him into the boat. And these guys were 14 years of age on average, and then David Oliver, who was an uncle of Sean, ran onto the quay, and I actually joined him. And he was talking to the guys from the boat, so he's off duty fire officer, and we had to try and maneuver the boat, I suppose, in the dark, and the skill of the bravery of the young fellas to get him into the steps adjacent to Claddagh Church there.
Yeah.
So we had to move a couple of boats to get him in there and get him up on the quay. I'd like to compliment the fire service and the ambulance service and the Gardaí that were there within minutes. And the man, I believe, is making a full recovery in hospital.
I mean, it's kind of ironic. And the reason, first off, Sean Oliver's parents, grandparents and great-grandparents were reared on the water, so he'd have a great knowledge at 14. But for four 14-year-olds to jump into action so quickly, yeah. Frank, that's what's taken. You know, we always give out about young people. They're on social media and everything.
Yeah.
And
the quick thinking, I mean, to save this man's life, it was just the coolness of them and under pressure, I suppose, you know, and I suppose David Oliver to tell them what to do, you know, when they had the casualty in the boat, you know.
But to think that that four 14 was it those was there four or five,
five
in the boat?
Think Sean and four of his mates, yeah.
To think that 5 14-year-olds could take an adult man limp out of the water minutes from death and be able to scramble him in. Get him to the steps.
In the darkness. Yeah,
in the dark.
Yeah, yeah.
Get him to the steps there. Get him up to the steps for ye to start working on him.
It was.
It's one of those stories that really and truly they really should be commended for.
Yeah, I was actually talking to Kieran prior to going on the radio, they've been put forward from Irish Water Safety for an award, which I think is definitely just in time award. It's called it. SECO, sponsored by SECO. So hopefully, you know, these guys get recognition because it's all down to them, I suppose. I was only an extra pair of hands to help out, but these guys, the quick thinking of them, and it's just a happy ending, thankfully, you know.
It is a happy ending, but I mean, and thank God that the man is making a full recovery in hospital.
Yeah, so I believe.
But I mean, to be honest, on the night in question, the busiest night of the year, some people might have perceived this as being part of the Machnas Parade.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I suppose there was so much commotion, people shouting and I suppose panic, you know, to say that there was a person in the water. It's not worth thinking what the result could have been, you know.
But these four young men did what they did, and they knew they knew their uncle, they knew their dad's rib, they knew the rib in question, so they knew.
Yeah,
these lads know.
They all had life jackets on them as well, you know, so at the time. I mean, Sean does a lot of work with his dad and that.
Yeah, so he was
make sure that they all had life jackets on them, and you know, it wasn't a thing as if they just jump into the boat and whatever. They were ready for, you know, they're ready for it. You know.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. I mean, what they did was just, and please God, that man indeed will make a full.
Yeah, and as I said, the fire service and the ambulance service and the Gardaí were there so fast as well to take over when the casualty actually got onto the quay. You know, that they have to be complimented as well, Keith.
But I mean, the situation is, I mean, the busiest night of the year. I mean, the crowds must have been, there must have been tremendous crowds down there.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's people having a few drinks along the way as well. Because there's this anticipation of the Mockness Parade, which was...
Yeah, which was fantastic, yeah.
Which I believe was a huge success, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, well done to the guys, well done to Sean Oliver.
Yeah.
And I think it just shows that if you give young people the proper skills in life... At 14 years of age, for five of them to do what they did with life jackets, with properly attired, they didn't panic. They got him into the boat. They got him in, and he's making a recovery.
And you're talking like seconds. I mean, if he had gone, because there's a strong current there. You know that he could ended up down by out into the ocean. You know, but it was just quick thinking and fair play to them.
Is it known where the man might have entered
I'm not too sure to be honest with you. I think maybe the bridge area or something.
Well, our thoughts and prayers are with him, but also for the four young men. And I can see the City Tribune now, Dave O'Connell and the crew down there, will try and get them for a pick because they deserve, indeed, 14-year-olds need to be commended when they do something like this. Frank, thank you for bringing it to our attention. Thanks to Joan Lyons for bringing it to our attention. But thank you, indeed, for joining us on today's programme.